Truly Tan Hoodwinked. Written by Jen Storer and read by Roslyn Odes. Chapter 1. Gloria and I each have a blueberry cheesecake choc top, and we are just sitting in the tourist tram, trundling along, minding our own business. A few weeks ago, our best friend forever and secret spy partner, Miss Molly B, went back to her home in the city, and it has been weird without her. That is why Gloria and I are joining forces and spending this weekend together. The Choc Tops are part of our recovery plan, and they are quite effective. There are a few people on the tram, but they are all locals and none of them are tourists. The tram is free, and so it is handy. Mrs. Topple, the tram driver, has turned off the voice on the overhead speakers. That voice goes on and on about the history of Peppercorn Valley and the prize-winning sheep who lived here and the gold rush and the rabbit plague. Everyone on this tram has heard that recording 5,000 million times, and we do not need to hear it again. Ever. Gloria has her new puppy on her knee. He is a Bedlington Terrier that went a bit wrong and came out all skinny and sickly. But now he is what I would call a perfect specimen. He is shaggy and brown at the moment, but I have warned Gloria that his coat will turn grey as he gets bigger. She says she doesn't care if it goes purple with orange spots. She would still love him. He is so funny, and when you turn him over on his back, he has a fat pink belly, even though he is small for his age. His name is Alfie. And Gloria thought of that name without my opinion, and it suits him. Alfie has one blind eye that is blue and white and looks like it is inside out. His other eye is a good eye, and it is bright brown and always busy. Right now, Alfie has his bright eye focused on Gloria's choc top.
"No way, Alfie,"
says Gloria, who is trying to be a perfect pet owner. But she gives him some ice cream anyway. Out the window, Peppercorn Valley is sparkling in the Saturday morning sun. This tourist tram goes around the same big circle all day, and you can see just about everything there is to see the first time you go around. This is the fifth circle we have done this morning. We're updating our secret spy files and keeping an eye out for anything suspicious or any suspicious characters who look like they might be up to something. Also, I am having a sleepover at Gloria's tonight, and I am excited to be in town. I don't care if we are just going round and round in a rattly old tram that smells like tin and leather, except that I miss Awesome.
"You miss Awesome, don't you?"
says Gloria. "Yes, I do," I say, and we both sigh. I was going to bring my dog to Gloria's, but he is too big for a sleepover. And also, Alfie might get trampled. Alfie would also get way too piddly excited. That puppy already wheezes everywhere, and Gloria doesn't need any more puddles to mop up. The tram stops beside the town fountain, and Verity Crisp gets on. Verity Crisp is in my class at school. She is also my biggest enemy. This morning, Verity has a visitor with her. It is a girl I don't know. This is intriguing. I am interested in girls I don't know.